Reports released by the Vatican suggest the U.S. Catholic Church's zero-tolerance policy for abusive priests may be ill-advised. The analysis is by 8 independent medical experts who were commissioned by the Vatican. They suggest it's better to keep priests accused of abusing children in the clergy where they can be treated and monitored. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports that victims' advocates are appalled by the conclusions.
After the latest round of sex abuse scandals erupted 2 years ago, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops knew it had to do something to restore public confidence. The result was the Zero Tolerance Charter, which was adopted in June of 2002. It said that any priest who was credibly accused of sexually abusing a minor even once would be removed from ministry and perhaps from the priesthood altogether. Last April, 8 medical experts privately gave the Vatican their take on the zero-tolerance policy. Their conclusions were released yesterday in Rome. One of the experts was Dr. Carl Hansen, a Canadian psychologist. He said there was, quote, not much enthusiasm for zero-tolerance, for a couple of reasons. First, he says, a blanket approach is unfair.
Not all abusing priests are the same. And somebody who had a fairly consensual relationship 30 years ago when he was in his early 20s with a 17-year-old is quite different from somebody who's been shuffled from pillar to post with a long trail of victims behind him.
Second, he says it's not clear that anyone benefits from cutting abusive priests loose.
The question is whether society is better served by releasing people from the church into somebody else's backyard.
Richard Sipe agrees and calls zero tolerance a crude instrument. Sipe, a former Catholic priest and psychotherapist who's treated abusive priests, says the church has the resources to give priests the help they need and the responsibility to monitor them. He says when the church exiles problem priests, it's just foisting danger on an unsuspecting public.
Think of what happened, for instance, to Father Porter, who abused, by his own admission, at least 200 people. He left, he got married, he abused a babysitter. He did not discontinue abusing, but now he was out in society. He was unrestrained and unhealed.
But others blanch at watering down zero tolerance.
There's no question that zero tolerance is not a cure-all. But from our perspective, it's an absolute bare minimum.
David Clossy is the national director of SNAP, the Survivors Network of People Abused by Priests. He says the tough policy has been in place only a short time, and it's way too soon to backtrack. Clossy says the jury is still out as to whether pedophiles can be rehabilitated, and until that's resolved, it's best to keep abusive priests as far from children as possible.
We know that drunk drivers can be rehabilitated. But that doesn't mean that once we pull them over for being drunk, we send them on their way to hurt someone again.
The Vatican says it will consider the opinion of the medical experts. In the meantime, the U.S. Catholic Church is bracing for a rough ride later this week. On Friday, the church will release a study that tries to tally up the number of abusive priests and victims over the past 50 years. An early draft was leaked to CNN, which reported that more than 4,400 priests, about 4% of the clergy, have been accused of sexual abuse. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.